Right now, as a part of our sports, we're going to check in with Mike Kazi and see what the racing schedule looks like this weekend and his picks of the weekend. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So what's the weekend look like racing?
Big ones. You got the Santa Anita Derby, which I'm not even looking at because Santa Anita's just so terrible. You got the Wooden New York. You got the race at Keeneland at the Bluegrass. So you got three big three-year-old races this weekend. Keeneland Open, so you know it's spring. And Aqueduct's running on the grass, but I don't know when they're going to run on the grass because of all the rain we just got, but at least they're starting the card turf races, so racing's back in the Northeast. Tomorrow, starting with the Wood, goes off at 5:45. It's a pretty weak race. There's only eight horses in it, and the three favorites look like the three horses that are going to run. The 5, Morello, trained by Steve Asmussen, horse won the Gotham by 4. Looks real good coming into this race again. The 3-horse Early Voting, trading by Chad Brown. This horse won the Withers by 4. And then you go to the 1-horse, Mo Donegal. This horse that took the Florida route, ran 3rd in the Holy Bull, ran 3rd to Wright Barros, who and Simplification, who came back running real big last week in the Florida Derby. 3 horses, see what you like in either one of them. Those are the 3. I think the 1-horse Mo Donegal I'm going to use on top because Rosario's riding the horse. Nothing more than that. And the horse is coming off of two bullet works at Palm Beach Downs. 3 very close horses, 3 very short prices. I don't see much happening in the Wood. Watch the race to see if any of these horses come out of it impressively because right now the best Derby horse I've seen ran 2nd in the Arkansas Derby last week. So, right now, I don't have a horse. The horse talking about last week was Barber Road, who got a pretty tough trip in the Arkansas Derby. And right now, that's the horse I'm looking at for Derby play. Going to the Bluegrass, it's 1 1/8 miles on the turf, of course. Brings a race field of 12 into the race. The horse that I previously liked going into the Derby is the name Rattle and Roll. This horse ran in a Fountain of Youth, didn't run big. Ran in a Louisiana Derby 2 weeks ago, which I thought was a big mistake by McPeak. Didn't run good. Ran 4th by 8. 8's pretty well beaten in my book. And then he brings the horse back in the Bluegrass. I don't know what to expect from this horse tomorrow. He could win. He could run last. I think he's just really misread this horse and put him in some bad places where he didn't have a chance to win. See how he runs tomorrow. McPeak also has another horse in the race, the 10, Smile Happy, is the morning line favorite at 9-5. This horse has 2 wins and 3 starts. Ran 2nd in a Risen Star back in February. This horse deserves to be the favorite, but I'm interested to see how Rattle and Roll runs in this race. An interesting horse at 20-1 is the 11 horse, right outside of the 9 and the 10, the 11, Black Ladder. This horse has no wins on the dirt. One on an off the turf race going 1 mile at Santa Anita. I don't really consider that a dirt race. Broke his maiden doing that. Ran in the El Camino Real Derby at Golden Gate on the fake poly track. Won that race pretty impressively. Now the horse gets the acid test tomorrow at Keeneland. Can this horse run and win? I don't see why not. The horse is bred for the dirt. There's really no outstanding horses as far as three-year-olds go, in my opinion, that I've seen yet. So maybe Black Ladder has a horse. This horse has the pedigree to win the Derby by quality rode out of a pulpit mare. So there's a mix of speed and distance with this horse. Smile Happy's by Run Happy, a horse that's never won any kind of two-turn race in his career. Good breeding horse, but I think you're just asking a lot for this horse to go 2 turns. So I think the favorite may be vulnerable, may be good. I mean, like I said, I haven't seen any real good three-year-olds so far this year. So in the Bluegrass, we're going 9, 10, 11. Rattle and Roll, Smile Happy, and the 11-horse Black Ladder. And out of Santa Anita, whoever Bobby Baffert puts on the horse is the horse I hope wins.
Still no resolution there. Yeah, that'll be in the courts for a while.
Guilty till proven innocent.
Yeah, that's the way it looks with him anyway. All right, Mike, thanks for the update there.
You got it, guys. Have a good weekend.
Take care. Mike Kazi with our weekend picks of racing. checking sports of other sorts now here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. Well, you just can't get away from this story. The Masters opened up yesterday. Tiger Woods finished the first round just three strokes off the lead. He's one under par, and this is the first time he's played at a major since 2020, and really the first time he has played competitive golf walking in about 18 months. In that 18 months, he had that accident and reconstructed really his leg. So right now, he's playing just fine. He says he can hit it just fine. I don't have any qualms about what I can do physically from a golf standpoint. Walking is the hardest part. This is normally not an easy walk to begin with. Now, given the conditions my leg is in, it gets even more difficult. 72 holes is a long, long way, and it's going to be a tough challenge, and a challenge that I think I'm up for. So his first round was absolutely amazing for not being in a real golf tournament since 2020, and the first one he's in really is a major. That's pretty amazing stuff. So congratulations. He's off to a start. The TV ratings are up for it, of course, and the crowds. Who did they follow around? Well, they followed everybody, but the biggest crowds was in the Tiger Woods group. Pretty amazing. That's all you can say. Pretty, pretty amazing. All right. Let's take a look at other sports. Two NFL coaches have joined Brian Flores' racial discrimination lawsuit, which he started, about 2 months ago. Steve Wilks, a longtime coach and was the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals for the 2018 season before he was let go and replaced by Cliff Kingsbury. Wilks alleged in a complaint obtained by Fox News Digital he was treated as a bridge coach and didn't get enough of an opportunity to succeed. Now, Ray Horton is another longtime coach who joined the suit. He alleges he was part of a sham interview program when he interviewed for the Tennessee Titans head coaching job in 2016. He says in the lawsuit the Titans only conducted the interview with him to fulfill the Rooney Rule requirement. Of course, the Rooney Rule requirement is more advancement and placements of black NFL head coaches. Let us go to the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Ah, the boys of summer are back. The Cardinals defeated the Pirates 9-0 yesterday. The Mets defeated the Nationals 5-1. The Reds over the Braves 6-3. The Astros over the Angels 3-1. And the Padres over the Diamondbacks over the Padres 4-2. Today, well, the Yankees-Red Sox game was rained out yesterday. They are scheduled to play today at 1:05 p.m. We'll just go over the local teams scheduled to play today. The Mets take on the Nationals at 7:05 this evening. In the NBA yesterday, I see no local action. But coming up today, the Knicks will take on the Wizards. That's at 7 p.m. The Nets take on the Cavaliers at 7:30. Tomorrow, we'll see what local teams are in action. None. On Sunday, the local teams that are in action, the Nets take on the Pacers. And the Celtics take on the Grizzlies. The Knicks will take on the Raptors. All right. We move on to hockey. Yesterday, local action, see none. Today, the Bruins will take on the Lightning. The Islanders will take on the Hurricanes. Tomorrow, in National Hockey League action, the local teams that we see in action, the Islanders against the Blues. And then on Sunday, the Bruins take on the Capitals. And that's it. So that's where we stand in hockey. That's where we stand in the NBA. That's where we stand with Major League Baseball back. And it's the Yanks and the Bo Sox today, kicking it off after they were rained out yesterday. So that's it for sports for today here on The Breakfast Club.